Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 7, Spiritual Warfare, to bring in the Kingdom of God and living in the Kingdom of the Son of God's Love. Wednesday Related Verses, Colossians 1:13, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Hebrews 2:14. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, He also Himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death He might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil. John 17:15. I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them out of the hands of the evil one. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Revelations 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Romans 6:3-4. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Related reading. The authority of darkness denotes the authority of Satan. God is light, and Satan is darkness. God has delivered us out of Satan's authority of darkness into God's marvelous light. Darkness is Satan as death, but light is God as life. To be delivered out of the authority of darkness is to be delivered from the devil, who has the might of death. We have been delivered from the devil, Satan, by the death of Christ and by the life of Christ in resurrection. We have not only been delivered out of the authority of darkness, but also transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. The kingdom of the Son is the authority of Christ. According to the New Testament, the Son of God is the expression of the divine life and its embodiment. This means that the kingdom of the Son is a realm of life. The fact that the kingdom into which we have been transferred is the kingdom of the Son of God's love indicates that this realm of life is in love, not in fear. The kingdom in which we find ourselves today is a realm full of life, light, and love. The Son of the Father is the expression of the Father as the source of life. The Father as the source of life is expressed in the Son. The Son of the Father's love is the object of the Father's love. To be the embodiment of life to us in the divine love with the authority in resurrection. The Son as the embodiment of the divine life is the object of the Father's love. The divine life embodied in the sun is given to us in the divine love. Therefore, the object of the divine love becomes to us the embodiment of life in the divine love with the authority in resurrection. This is the kingdom of the Son of His love. To be transferred into the kingdom of the Son of the Father's love is to be transferred into the Son who is life to us. The Son in resurrection is now the life-giving Spirit. He rules us in His resurrection life with love. This is the kingdom of the Son of the Father's love. When we live by the Son as our life in resurrection, we are living in His kingdom, enjoying Him in the Father's love. We have been transferred into a realm where we are ruled in love with life. Here, under the heavenly ruling and restriction, we have genuine freedom, the proper freedom in love, with life, and under light. This is what it means to be delivered out of the authority of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of the Son of the Father's love. Here in this kingdom, we enjoy Christ and have the church life. The words "the Son of God" are a delight to the Father's ears. When the Lord Jesus was baptized, the Father declared, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight." When the Lord was transfigured, the Father made the same declaration. Because the Father delights in His Son, the kingdom of the Son of the Father's love is a pleasant thing, a matter of delight. This is the reason it comprises only three sections: the section of the church life, the section of the heavenly part of the kingdom of the heavens in the millennium, and the new heaven and the new earth with the new Jerusalem as the consummation of the church and the kingdom. In each of these three sections, the kingdom of the Son of God's love is a matter of delight. The Father, by His mercy and grace, has transferred us out of the darkness of Satan into this pleasant part of the kingdom.